AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Workers in protective suits have been cleaning up the globs of sticky crude from an oil spill in California.
More than 7,700 gallons of oily water mixture has been removed as cleanup crews continue to work 24 hours a day.
Coast Guard Captain Jennifer Williams says the spill covers 9 miles. The environmental impact is still being assessed, but there's no immediate evidence of widespread harm to birds and sea life. The suspect in the killings of 4 people in Washington, D.C., may be holed up in New York. Here's the AP's Warren Levinson.
New York City police say they've been told Darren Dillon Wint may be in Brooklyn. Wint is being sought in the deaths of a wealthy Washington, D.C. executive, his wife, son, and housekeeper. Robert Boyce is the NYPD's chief of detectives.
We had information to believe he may be here, and right now in the South Brooklyn area, and that's all we have now.
The deaths were discovered a week ago when firefighters responded to a call at the family's D.C. mansion. Wint is a certified welder who investigators believe used to work for the executive's construction materials supply company. Warren Levinson, New York.
Douglas Hughes says he will never land a gyrocopter on the lawn of the U.S. Capitol and doesn't recommend anyone else try it either. Hughes pleaded not guilty to 6 charges. He wanted to call attention to the influence of big money in politics. President Obama is very happy the Senate is moving on a bill that would give him fast-track authority on trade deals.
I want to thank the bipartisan group of senators who took a big step forward this morning on a trade agenda that is consistent with strong labor standards, strong environmental standards.
The police chief in Charleston, South Carolina, says a man killed today by officers following a 10-hour standoff told them he was intent on harming others or himself. Some slight gains on Wall Street. It was enough for a record close on the S&P 500. The Dow finished up a fraction of a point. This is AP Radio News. A week after a deadly crash, Democrats in the Senate say Amtrak needs more money to improve infrastructure. The AP's Jerry Bodlander is on Capitol Hill.
The Democrats say that Amtrak has a $21 billion backlog of projects that need to be dealt with. Senator Chris Coons says the ride here from his home in Delaware underscores the problem.
I crossed over 200-year-old bridges and traveled through a 140-year-old tunnel.
Among the projects, Democrats highlighted positive train control, which investigators say could have prevented the deadly crash in Philadelphia. They say Republicans have scaled back federal programs that upgrade infrastructure. Republicans counter by saying Amtrak is wasteful and inefficient. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
The CEO at Lumber Liquidators, Robert Lynch, has abruptly quit. The company is involved in an investigation over the safety of laminate flooring made in China. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.